Good day, ladies and gentlemen. Wayne Elliott here. You're honored, and as always, my pleasure to be your guest host for the first hour today on the Power Hour. Welcome. It's always my great pleasure, and I know how much the folks at the Power Hour and Power Mall appreciate both your support listening to the program and supporting the Power Mall with your health, natural health supply needs. And I know you all know it, but they have the finest of products in all the categories. Of course, they carry the complete Strauss line, but they just have the finest products, minerals, vitamins, silver. They've got it all, really. And they do appreciate every bit of your business. And they're certainly good people, right from Joyce Riley's first day right up to the present, Daniel Brigman and his wonderful family. And Catherine and Jay, these are really dedicated people that I sure appreciate have come into my life. And I just think the world of Daniel's family and Jay, Catherine, her mother Jay, are just wonderful people, real people. And so it's my pleasure always to be with you. And a lot of things happening, folks. You know, where I'm up here in Canada, as if you've heard me before on the radio with you. I'm a Canadian. I'm sitting here looking at the North Shore of Lake Erie right now. I live about a half hour or so from Buffalo, New York. It's been a, so far, touch wood, a pretty easy winter. As luck would have it, that Murphy's Law, that Murphy guy, sometimes follows us all. I had put up a double snow fence this year so the snow wouldn't drift across my driveway right behind the cars and be a pain in the neck. And so we didn't really get any snow and no drifting. So maybe I should just leave the fence up and we won't get bad snow ever again. I kind of doubt that too. But anyway, it's been a not bad winter. I've spent my first winter in 15 here in Canada at my home the whole time. Over this COVID business, and I was actually refused entry at the border there the end of January and turned around and, you know, quarantined as you have to do and so forth. And I've been lucky that I've been feeling well, and I hope all of you are staying healthy and feeling well. That's about number one, folks. That's the most important thing, really, is how we feel and our level of contentment. It can be pretty difficult these days. Watching the news alone can get a person worked up, really. There are great differences going on, and this is some of the things that are certainly concerning to me, is that so many of the things aren't adding up and don't seem to make good sense. In Canada here, best I know, the latest information, you know, we're about half shut down and half or close to half opening up. Our West Coast, British Columbia, is open with some restrictions, but restaurants and so forth are open and people are doing business again. I think Alberta is just considering that point. Ontario's, it's locked down. They have this color code scheme, but basically it's locked down. The restaurants, no matter what size they are limited to 10 seats, no more than 4 at a table, and everyone at the table has to be living in the same house. So, you know, for example, you couldn't visit with your adult children or child and go out and have a meal together unless you live together. And the news this morning's kind of disturbing to me. These variants, these various mutations of the COVID virus, they say one was first found in Brazil and I think the other in the UK and in England, United Kingdom. These have arrived in Canada. The government health people are seriously concerned about them because the news this morning was that this third wave, we don't have one pandemic now. We have two, the news said, here in Canada. And boy, oh boy. Of course, they're hopeful. They I don't think they really have any idea, honestly. They haven't had the chance to test or anything, but, you know, they're hopeful that the vaccines will be effective against these variations of this coronavirus that have come from other places now. I believe they're in America, too. You know, this virus, it will travel, of course. And so what's distressing, though, to me, is that the news is suggesting that we need to lock down, but in a much stricter sense, curfews and so forth. Now, there's been curfews in some areas in Canada. There's been some of our provinces out in the Maritimes, our East Coast, that have actually shut off to people from outside those provinces. If your license plate didn't say Prince Edward Island, you weren't getting on the island, for example. And they're quite strict about it. Some of our crews that do essential services and emergency work for the likes of the Coast Guard or the Navy or Public Works or some government agency that the various ones, our crews have had to drive with equipment and trucks and so forth through these provinces to go east. And, you know, they had to have, it was quite strict, the rules, and they had to, of course, have verification and proof that they did have to be there. Not only are they essential services workers, but that doesn't just get you in. You have to be on essential service work. So that was no problem. They had the government orders and so forth, but they were limited. They had extra restrictions put on them, being from out of province, that they could not go out to eat. They could pick up takeout, but they must go from the job to their motel accommodations. And not be in the community is actually what the word said. They couldn't be out in the community or go shopping or anything or cook for themselves, you know, go to the grocery store. And so that was like special restrictions put on them because they had reason to be there for the essential service work. But you know, the government's not fooling around. So right now, our West Coast province is the most open. Ontario is still in, I think they're calling the color red, but I don't see the difference that's happened. It's restaurants are still for takeout only, and so many retail shops closed. I'm always afraid lots of them permanently. And that's the state of affairs here. And I think you have various different situations in the U.S. I'm not up to date on it, to be honest. I know Florida and Texas are pretty much wide open. You know, I think there's some restrictions, but I think it's open for business. And I believe other states aren't. I saw in the news that schools haven't opened in some states yet, and I think it was in Democratic states, but whatever, it doesn't matter whose state, which government, that there's still a bunch of school closures and, you know, all these things. I guess we'll know in the end, maybe one day, whether we did the right things here or not. But all of these things, what we can't deny is that they're having their share of ill effects on us. And, you know, I feel worse personally for the kids, right from little ones who, you know, I know my young grandbabies and nephews, niece, they so much enjoying the preschool and being with other kids and, you know, being with their cousins and so forth, is just the best of times for them. If you think back to when you were a small kid, that was just the best. So they're going without that. A lot of kids going without the social involved in school, being with classmates and, you know, right from pre-kindergarten up. And then I don't think it gets easier. When I think of myself as a youth from a real young age, I started playing baseball at age 6 and football at age 10. Boy, I don't know what I'd have done if that had been taken away from me, if that wasn't available for a couple of those summers and seasons, you know, it would have been, I don't know, it would have been sure different. But it's having its negative effects on everyone. And, of course, the adult population that's responsible for paying the rent, paying the bills, getting the groceries, looking after the kids or themselves, maybe their parents. And if they're out of a job, well, it's just the worst of times. And you have to feel for all those people and the retailers that are suffering. And So, you know, I just keep saying my prayers that somehow we will get back to normal where at least things are open and we have a chance at doing better and more of us getting back to work and on to a more normal life, seeing our friends and our families again the way we're used to. So all of these things build up on us, and of course, even if we're not conscious of it, the very restrictions, the very constraints they're there. They're like hanging over us. They're on our shoulders. They're weight. And, you know, I have to admit myself, you know, I've sure felt it sometimes worse than others. My job, my day job, how I get paid in the recycling business with the ships and hazardous waste and batteries and metal, agricultural products and so forth. You know, there's real challenges. It's very strange times where some materials are in short supply, like lumber here is in short supply. Very expensive, they tell me. Triple the price, they say, for 2x4s. And forget plywood. If you can get it, you can't afford it, they say. Building homes, the price has just gone through the roof here in Canada, just through the roof. And the price of homes is unbelievable. It's truly something else. We used to think in terms that $1 million would buy a person a mansion, $1 million home. Well, you don't get any mansion in Canada for $1 million now. The prices have just gone crazy. My wife had a house in Cleveland until a couple of years ago when her mom passed. She sold the house and much more stable market. When she sold it, she got the same price she'd paid for it 10 years before. Well, that house in Canada would have been worth 4 times the money that it was worth in Cleveland in a nice area, a nice house. So it's gotten so inflated. It's just very difficult to figure out what's going on here. Our government debt is ridiculous. There seems to be no end to that. And you know, here's another thing, folks. The Americans and Canadians, whether you think about this or really realize this, I don't know. But we're the two best friends in the world's history. Canada and the United States of America have been close friends and allies for now over 200 years, and there has not been a fight. The border, geez, until recent times, until 9/11, it was really little for regular people who aren't doing anything wrong or smuggling or drug people or something, criminals. For regular people, it was almost just a formality to go through the border. I recall days when you didn't need your ID. And, of course, now you need a passport or an immigration card. And that all really ramped up after 9/11, those terrorist attacks. And but that's okay. You know, I hate flying in airplanes, but when I do, I'm never bothered by the security measures they take. Let's face it, it's for our own good. This business of the border being closed, I personally find that, it's just different. It's never happened in my life. We couldn't be closer friends. I have so many friends that are Americans. I love America. I went to school there. I've spent, you know, it's my second home my whole life since I was 2, 67 now. And, you know, some of my best friends are Americans. So it's, for me, it's used to being like one country, truly. That's how we both had our freedoms. That border was pretty open. As long as you didn't do anything wrong, we were free to pass back and forth. Lots of Americans come to Canada hunting, fishing, skiing, I guess other snow sports. And there's some beautiful places, certainly in the summertime, too. So there's a lot of Americans coming. There's certainly millions of Canadians that go to America, Florida and places like it, California, all over the place. So it's been almost as close as it could be to one country. And there are no better friends in the world, and our governments and countries have always acted like that. So it's kind of weird now that border's pretty much closed to us here in Canada. I'm told you could still fly out, but they have these very restrictive punitive measures when you come back. Expensive hotel you must stay in, and all kinds of real deterrent from doing it. And so I imagine travel's trickled down to nothing but essential service now. People just, it's too harsh, the conditions when you come back, and expensive on top of it. Very expensive if you come back and have to quarantine in one of these motels in Canada. It's $666 a night they're charging people, and minimum 3 days. And if you tested positive, you must stay in the hotel for 14 days. So you're talking about thousands of dollars here, and that's, you know, that might be more than the person was spending on their trip or their vacation or visit to their family. And so it doesn't feel normal, that's for sure, with the border closed, as they say. And there was a day it was as simple as you just had to stop the car for a minute at the border, talk to the officer, you know, tell him where you're going or her where you're going and away you went. So it's almost like our huge two countries have really been cut in half now, and it's just another area of normalcy that we've lost temporarily. I sure hope, but it's a year. It's going on a year now, really. Certainly, it was the 1 year anniversary, I guess, yesterday was that COVID was considered an emergency in the United States when China announced it. 2 days later, President Trump did. That was a year ago. And so these things build up on us. You know, it's a lot of us have resistance to change, but this is a bit different than change. You know, it's a mandatory loss of certainly our freedoms and our ability to do the things we're used to doing. Stress isn't a good thing. We've talked about that on the program before, how our cells kind of go into hiding. It's a fight or flight situation with our cells in stressful times, fearful times. And so it isn't a good thing when our immune system cells and other cells kind of go into hiding, protective mode, when they need to be on the offensive. Anything we can do with stress exercise has always been just a top of the list sort of thing. Deep breathing is really good, slow deep breathing, and as well as if we can keep things as best as possible in perspective and not let ourselves get too worked up. I mean, let's face it, there are some things that are more serious than others, and so we got to be careful how much we allow ourselves to get. To get upset, especially when it's things I have the most trouble with, things that are truly out of our control. Example, something our government does, or an order they put in, or a restriction that, you know, I believe isn't the right thing, but there's nothing you can do about that. So nothing we can do about it here in Canada anyway. As they say, when it's all over with, we'll be able to look back and see if we've made the right moves or not. But to look after ourselves is important. We're no good to our children and grandchildren if we're sick or we're not well, if we're unwell, if we're not at ease. If you look at the word disease, it's dis-ease. So it's not being at ease, not being well. And there's great products to help us. The Strauss line of products, the heart drop saved my life many, many years ago. And I've been so grateful for them and for the other Strauss formulas that helped me, my folks, and so many others. More recently, and now that I'm into my 60s, there's quite a few football players, which is not news. It's been widely known for a long time that football players that play enough years have heart issues and, in fact, die an average 10 years sooner than the average male population. And basically, it's the pump, the heart. It gets wore out. You know, the same could happen, for example, to the championship heavy bodybuilders and heavy weightlifters. You know, the contest to who can lift the most weight. Well, these people as well, their hearts are just being torqued right up to the max. And, you know, if they've been doing that for a number of years and competition and so forth, like a football player playing for years and all that force, you got two guys basically the same size, pretty big and pretty strong, pushing against each other with all they got. Well, it's the same kind of thing. The heart just gets torqued right up. So many football players, and I've known some and some sad ones that I love that died. You know, pacemakers put in and all, and they just wore that pump out. Well, you know, I'm just so grateful for when it comes to the heart, those two products, the Strauss Heart Drops and the Strauss CardioCom, both of those did it for me. It's the only reason I made it this far, without further problems, I must say. And, I, you know, that's why I'm going to keep taking them, is because why? If it ain't broke, don't fix it type thing. And pretty reasonable price to take these formulas. It costs you about $1 a day each. And, you know, I know that I'm not trying to make light of money, but the drive-through cups of coffee are at least a buck. And maybe if we, you know, think in those terms, it's easier to justify doing something really good for ourselves, give it to ourselves. There's the music, folks. We'll have a few words, and I will be back with you very shortly. Wayne Elliott, glad to be with you today.
We're not very superstitious here at the Power Hour, but your lucky number this week is 17. Why? Because we have 17 products from the North American Herb & Spice at a discounted rate of 10%. 10% off all North American Herb & Spice products today all the way through this Sunday. Check out the full line of North American Herb & Spice products at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com, or call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys. Buy from thepowermall.com. Hurry, sale ends this Sunday.
Where to start? There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optivita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
We know you like savings, and we know you like Strauss. Strauss Natural Products, 10% off this entire week. From now through this Sunday, call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, and get a 10% discount on all our Strauss products. Right now, through the end of the week, or online at thepowermall.com. Buy from the good guys. Buy from thepowermall.com. Hurry, sale ends this Sunday.
You know what my mission was when I started this, when I was so excited? I still am excited after 21 years. I said, anybody who's got mouth must use Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash if they want to stay healthy. I'm going to make sure that it is available to anywhere I can put the product.
You got a lot of zinc in these products.
Zinc inhibits plaque growth. Zinc is also known to have an antibacterial properties. Also, zinc works to eliminate bad breath by destroying volatile sulfur compounds, such such an incredible product. And
wow.
I'm so proud to say my wife did that and saved my life, saved my mouth. And she is the mother of all the people who are using a Vitamer toothpaste and mouthwash in the world.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hello, folks. Wayne Elliott back with you again. Very happy to be with you today. Spring is in the air here in southern Ontario. It's about as far south as you can be in Canada. You have places in the United States quite a bit further north than this, including the state of Michigan, the top of Michigan, and your East Coast maritime states, the couple of northern ones. So we're about as far south as you can be in Canada, but it's the thermometer actually hit 70 degrees before noon today. Now, that's unusual. It's not going to stay, but apparently we have a couple of days of quite mild weather, and then what I was pleased to see, the forecast does call it for the highs, at least, to be above freezing for the next week. And the lows, some of them are below freezing. But anyway, we're getting there up here. I still got about 100 yards of ice and seawall, if you will, between my seawall and the open water, Lake Erie. So spring's coming. Yesterday, when I went for my walk in the morning with my buddy, an old teammate, boy, the birds were chirping. That was just after 7 in the morning, and I hadn't noticed that up till that point. The purple martins are back. We got a couple of houses here on the property, and they come back every year, all the way from Brazil, apparently. And but, boy, there was a lot of birds chirping, and the air started to smell a little different, and always a happy time of year for me. I'm not too fond of winter, and that's why I've spent so many years in the winter for the most part in Florida these last 15 or so. But spring's coming. That's a good thing. And the Power Mall folks have great products, great quality products. And, you know, what you have to love about these people, they just want to help people, and they don't want to let anyone down. There's quite a number of products that they do handle, and a lot of businesses, I'll tell you, that are just in business would not do the things they do that you know, the public would never know about, but even something that only a small number of people want, but they want it. Well, the Power Mall has gotten it for them, and I really have a lot of respect for their whole model and the way they do things. And these are important times for some of these products, folks, and I'm not I don't intend to sound like a commercial. I want to talk about a lot of things that are simple, very economical, and in my own experience, incredibly effective. So we know about a lot of the products. For some of you folks, if you're taking supplements or you're taking Strauss Heart Drops, it's just a great thing to take. It saved my life. These other Strauss original products, they, you know, my own experience, they are just remarkably good. If any of you got to listen a week or two ago, wonderful call from a lady. I can't remember if she was from Missouri or where she was calling from, but she told us that for so many years, she was so frustrated, claimed to have tried everything she ran across, from the doctor's pills to formulas to everything natural, over-the-counter stuff. And she said when she heard of the Strauss bladder, she said, well, these won't work either for the urinary tract infections. She said, very skeptical, because nothing had ever helped me a bit. And she told us the great story of she took a bottle and has no more issues and so forth. It was just it's not unusual, believe me, that I hear these stories and have seen them myself, of course, and experienced them myself with Strauss products. So they really are great. Your safety's assured. Your satisfaction's guaranteed. There's no contraindications with pills that you might be on, the chemical, man-made chemical prescription pills. Doctor prescribed. Be careful with those and read your paperwork or take the time to Google the formula that the doctor has you on and familiarize yourself, please, folks, with they report to you the common side effects, things that you might expect to experience, and they'll also tell you about potential serious side effects. And that's, you know, you want to know that if you were having a serious side effect, you want to know it, be aware of it, so you can tell your doctor, and they can act accordingly with you. And they might change your medicine, they might change your dose. That's up to them, and you. But by all means, you don't want to have a serious side effect and you not be aware of it, and something that you need to make your doctor aware of. So that's all I've got to say about the doctor-prescribed drugs is. They warn you, and they give you the information, so it's out there. Please make sure. The other thing that you want to be sure of, this happened to my friend Joe. When he was prescribed his last three different pills, he had already been on 13. Well, two of those three had contraindications with some of the others that he was on. So people make mistakes. You know, they're only human. Doctors, pharmacists, we're all only human. So you must be part of your own health. It's the most important thing in your life, so you really must be part of it. And if you're taking various pills, you please do read about them, and then you're at least aware. It's like you can be your first line of defense. Something you think is amiss, even if you suspect it is, call your doctor, and, you know, let's keep you safe. So enough said about that. When it comes to the rest of it, We do need supplements today, folks. It's just a fact. I couldn't tell you how you could possibly eat and get all the minerals and vitamins in nature's proportion that you're meant to have, that we were built to have. You know how everything is in sync with nature. Everything created is in sync. It's all connected. There are no... I used to think years ago, before I was into anything environmental or didn't know very much, I guess, about anything. I used to think that when they talked about these endangered species, it didn't really mean anything to me. You know, so if the frogs disappeared, what would change? It was truthfully the way I thought. There's millions of creatures out there. Chase, of course, some of them we can't even see. They're so small. And everything is connected. You know, I remember watching a TV show about the rhinoceroses in Africa and how they had to try and find water holes. And each of these water holes that they'd find, and they like to lay right in the water, they do. And each time they said there was 1,000 other creatures that lived off them, between their feces, their urine, and just bugs off their back and whatever. There was 1,000 creatures supported by these hippos. And when those water holes would dry up and the hippos would have to travel, to find another watering hole, all those creatures that were in that hole, they would die because they depended on the hippopotamus for their food and so forth. So everything connects. So many, I'd have to say the biggest thing would be the fish population. What's happened there, and how we've we've really changed nature to the extent that apparently 90% of the world's natural reefs are dead or in serious condition, dying. So, you know, nature is so important. It had it right. You know, nature had everything perfectly right. All of the strength that comes from nature and the biodiversity, how there's no two trees alike or no two dogs or giraffes alike, identical. No two with an identical DNA, in other words. That's where we get our strength from. And so with genetically modified foods these days, and they say that 93% of the items on the grocery store shelves are or contain genetically modified organisms. So it just means a man-made version of it. And since nature can't duplicate and doesn't duplicate itself, I just can't believe that we can perfectly duplicate nature. And in fact, we know we can't. And some of the issue, Jim Strauss always said, was the missing enzymes in a GMO food, in a manufactured food. Nature has, you know, all the formulas perfect. If a certain fruit or vegetable is meant to have this much of the vitamins and this much of the minerals and this much of the red enzymes or blue enzymes, well, that's what it's meant to have. And in that original nature's form, that will sustain us. You know, we truly wouldn't need vitamins. We wouldn't likely need minerals if our soil wasn't depleted. And a lot of hydroponic growing, for example, where it's not grown in the natural soil. So these get added, and in some cases, and in many cases, in the case of agriculture, it's chemicals that are used, whether it's fertilizers or sprays to protect the crops, insecticides, pesticides, fungicides, herbicides, chemical fertilizers. So on top of much of it being genetically modified, not the original seeds, a lot of seedless foods, and add all the chemicals, preservatives is another one, folks. I believe if they pick lettuce or oranges or something and grapes in California and ship them up here to the diagonally right across the continent to Canada, I think there's preservatives on a lot of these foods. So that's just another chemical mix that our foods are treated with, if you will, not nature's way. And so that hence the need for several things today. And one, I believe with all my heart, is to detox, to cleanse, to look at another way, a cleansing formula. The heart drops for blood flow, for cholesterol, you know, the Strauss bladder for your bladder and your urinary tract. Strauss kidneys, fabulous, fabulous formula, the Strauss kidney blood pressure. My experience was that lowered my blood pressure over 20 years ago, and it has not gone up since. I'm 67 now. And now I am taking it again since it came available next year. It's just maintenance for me, so I'm taking all four of the originals, including that CardioCom for arrhythmia. I'm looking at it like maintenance, like changing the furnace filters. And they weren't available for years, and now they are again. So, you know, I've taken them. And so cleansing, taking the garbage out, if you will, taking the poisons and toxins out of us is a good thing. Because we have so many more sources of getting them in us now. We just talked about, I just mentioned the chemicals on the foods, the fresh foods, preservatives and all the sprays, the fact that they are so many things genetically modified and not in nature's perfect proportion. We can't duplicate nature, can't beat it either. So the soil depleted, hydroponics growing is not in the soil, so the minerals and the enzymes, the humates, acids, and so forth in good natural soil, the way nature put here all over the earth, is not the same anymore. You know, we've been growing in it for a long time, and we stopped leaving fields to lay in fallow, they called it, where a field would get to rest for a year and rejuvenate naturally. We don't do that anymore anywhere as far as I know. And so, hence, we've used up, if you will, those kinds of resources. So if it isn't in the soil and isn't in the food, then we're not getting it. And so the other thing we need, other than to make sure that we cleanse, you know, you get a good liver cleanse, the bladder, the kidney, the prostate for men, absolutely. There's no question that preventative is just a great approach when it comes to these organs and parts of our body that, you know, we sure can't do without them, folks. And if they're working poorly, we're not going to be happy then either or well. So it's maintenance. As far as the supplements go, you know, daily supplements that I think are wise to take and what I take, you know, and includes vitamin C, vitamin B compound, vitamin D3, very important, especially when we're over 50. We just don't get it from the sun. Our body doesn't take it in like it did when we were younger. So very important, D3. It's not expensive. Your blood tests reveal if you're deficient in it, and I don't believe you want to be deficient in it. So it's one of the things I take every day. I do certainly take full spectrum minerals every day. Have for years. If I don't, I get a reminder. I get cramps in my legs and feet. And my mom was the same. And when I do take them, I don't get those cramps. And I just know that I need them. I know they aren't in the foods. They aren't in the soil. So, but for me, I get a warning with those cramps. And so I recommend that to people. There are many good brands, I'm sure, and Power Mall handles. Whatever brands they have, I guarantee you they're top quality. I don't know which they are. Strauss doesn't make minerals or vitamins, but there's some good ones. I take a brand called Now, but there are many good brands of the full spectrum minerals, and then you're getting them all. And because you know, they're in a natural form, if there's more of something than your body needs, your body knows how to deal with that. Just like when we overeat, you know, it either accumulates on us in fat or weight, or we move it to our disposal part and get rid of it. Natural things, botanicals, plants that you could grow in your own garden, they're made basically from the same cells we are. And that's one of the reasons they can be so effective. Our body recognizes them, knows what to do with them. I don't know if our body knows what to do with chemicals, man-made chemicals. And really, the pharmaceuticals really seek to change or alter your body's functions to deal with symptoms, whether it's pain, blood pressure numbers. But they don't, and they don't claim to either, so I'm not trying to point out anything wrong here. They don't claim to go to the source of the problem or to heal or fix the problem, but they do deal with the symptoms. And so it's two very different things. Natural botanical formulas, like the Strauss formulas, and botanicals out of your garden that you could grow and serve to your family for supper. These are things your body knows what to do with them. If you ate too much, you know, if you eat an extra apple or a couple of tomatoes, you're not going to be sick. Your body knows what to do with the excess. You know, you can't do that with chemicals, of course. You'd be very careful. You don't want to overdose or take too much of more than you're supposed to of any of that kind of thing. But, see, naturals is just different that way. Our body knows what to do. If you overeat, like I've done many times, and you might have done, you may feel uncomfortable for a bit, but it usually doesn't hurt you. These natural formulas really are, they just make very good sense. The fact that they, at least the ones I'm talking about, the Strauss formulas are harmless, is a very good thing. They certainly don't want to cause any harm. And you know, there's just many benefits. And so some of the other things that I've talked about now or that I wanted to talk about is stomach issues. There are many people having digestive disorders now, and I think the stress has certainly affected that in a negative way as well. But many stomach issues these days. What's a very effective thing that I've experienced, even for ulcers, is European sauerkraut. If you didn't like sauerkraut, you could take green cabbage, chop it up very finely, put on a generous portion of sea salt, more than you would if you were just eating it for taste. And you have two or three forkfuls of that, chewing it very, very well before you swallow, before every snack or meal for 10 days, and you will know yourself the difference. You basically create a new stomach lining. It's just a wonderful thing, sauerkraut or green cabbage and salt. You don't want to use one with wine or vinegar. That can hurt you, especially if you have ulcers or something like that. It's just the original European sauerkraut or green cabbage and sea salt. If you use those two, if you didn't care for sauerkraut, you'll be amazed. So for $3, you can get some very happy results. People with Crohn's colitis, in my experience, and I have some experience with some good friends who have suffered this, and it can be quite terrible, this inability to digest food properly and to say particularly fiber. And it's just very sad. It's almost like slowly starving to death, really. And they can't hold their food. They don't get the nutritional value that just goes right through them, so to speak. I knew one young lady, about 25 years old. She rarely stopped bleeding. Like her menstrual cycle never stopped, you would think. And that was caused by it. And she got very, very light, 85 pounds, and was getting transfusions and so forth. And so here's a great tip for that. And again, it sure can't hurt you, and I've seen great things happen with this. You must get some enzymes, some digestive enzymes, and you want vegetable enzymes. So that's all this is, but they're very good for digestion. In other words, they help, once you've swallowed your food, they help break it down further and faster. There's no side effect from it or anything else. They may help you go to the bathroom more regularly. That's a common effect, and there's nothing wrong with that. So digestive enzymes, the one I take are called super enzymes, but you can get them at health food stores or online. Power Mall, I know, has digestive enzymes. This is a great thing to take for anyone, actually, but if you have Crohn's colitis, a very good thing. And then with your foods, whatever you're going to eat, whatever's for supper, you can have, but for a period of time, and it'll be different depending on your condition, for a period of time, put that food in a blender and make it like baby food. Whether you're having roast beef, potatoes, and green beans, or what you're having, chicken and dumplings, and whatever it is, you put it in a blender like baby food so that you're breaking the food down so much more. You're breaking the fiber down. If you can't digest fiber, the fix is fiber. That you must get fiber that you can digest to relieve a problem of the inability to digest fiber. So, and this is what I have seen, personally experienced, painless again. And let's face it, folks, it doesn't taste bad. It may not look as appealing if it looks like baby food, but we generally eat our supper, we eat everything together on the same plate, so it tastes the same. And you wouldn't have to do it forever. You just have to get to the point where you're digesting food again. I've seen people turn things around in a month for themselves, and it's economical again. You do need a blender. And you do need digestive enzymes, but they're not overly expensive. And you do take those enzymes before every meal as well. Digestion starts with saliva in our mouth. And I would guess, very myself included, very few of us chew things 25 or 30 times like we're recommended to do. Strauss always told me, and he always did too. Boy, he chewed his food slowly, whether it was fruit or soup or what he was eating. And he truly did liquefy it. It would take him longer to eat a bowl of soup than me to eat a big steak dinner when we were together. And he once, I commented to how slow he was, and he said to me, the way you eat so fast and swallow chunks, he said, I'll bet you could put your finger on your tongue and your liver would start producing fat. And so this is in addition to, we were talking about Crohn's colitis and an effective way to help yourself, but this is an issue with weight as well. And that same time, this was early on in me meeting Jim Strauss, he said, look around the restaurant. Fat people like you are eating fast, and normal people like me are chewing their food. And, I looked around. He was right. I wasn't chewing, and you need to do that. So just some easy things to do to help yourselves, folks. And pleasure being with you again today, as always. I'll look forward to being on with Daniel again in a week or so. In the meantime, have a great weekend. Stay well. Think good thoughts. REM Sleep and Francis, 2-for-1 at the Power Mall. If you've got stress or you have trouble sleeping, 2 great natural products. REM Sleep, Tranquil, the Power Mall. Thank you all. God bless and stay well.
Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Foods, Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? ThePowerMall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure, but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at ThePowerMall.com today.